fuck the president, I voted for assassination. And fuck the president, I voted for assassination.
I hacked the Pentagon for self-incriminating evidence of Republican manufactured white powder pestilence. Marine Corps flat vest with the guns and ammo. Spitting bars like a demon stuck inside a piano. Turn a Sambo into a soldier with just one line. So here's the truth about the system that'll fuck up your mind. They gave Al-Qaeda $6 billion in 1989
to
1992. And now the last chapters of revelations are coming true. And I know a lot of people find it hard to follow this, cause subliminal bigotry makes you hate my politics. But you act like America wouldn't destroy two buildings. Whoa. In a country that was sponsoring bombs dropped on our children. I was watching the towers, and though I wasn't the closest, I saw them crumble to the earth like they were full of explosives. And they thought nobody noticed the news report that they did about the bombs planted on the George Washington Bridge. Four non-Arabs arrested during the emergency, and then it disappeared from the news permanently. They dubbed the tape of Osama, and they said it was proof. Jealous of our freedom, I can't believe you bought that excuse. Rocking a motherfucking flag don't make you a hero. Zero. The devil crept into heaven. God overslept on the 7th. The new world order was born on September 11th. And just so conservatives don't take it to heart, I don't think Bush did it.
Why?
Cause he isn't that smart.
Uh-huh.
He's just a stupid puppet taking orders on a cell phone. From the same people that sabotage Senator Wellstone. The military industry got it popping and locking, looking for a way to justify the Wolfowitz doctrine. And as a matter of fact, Rumsfeld, now that I think back, without 9/11, you couldn't have a war in Iraq or a defense budget of world conquest proportions. Kill freedom of speech and revoke the right to abortion. Tax cut extortion, a blessing to the wealthy and wicked. But you still have to answer to the Armageddon you scripted. And Dick Cheney, you fucking leech, why don't you tell him your plans about putting your pipelines through Afghanistan and how Israeli troops train
the
in Pakistan. You might have some house niggas food, but I understand. Colonialism is sponsored by corporations. That's why Halliburton gets paid to rebuild nations. Tell me the truth, I don't scare into paralysis. I know the CIA saw Bin Laden on dialysis in 98 when he was top 10 for the FBI. Government ties is really why the government lies. Read it yourself instead of asking the government why. Cause then the cause of death will cause the propaganda to die.
Underground
Railroad. Stop playing.
The mighty EO
Technique. The mighty EO Technique. Yo, what is the deal? This Monday, April 17th, from 6 to 11 p.m. in the Watsonville Vets Hall, 215 East Beach Street. Immortal Technique will lead an awesome lineup of the 5th annual Watsonville Brown Berets presents Youth Empower, The Invasion. Special guest, both speaking as keynote speaker and performing as a righteous, awesome MC, Immortal Technique, who you just heard. Also featured, Siwatanali, Dangerous Minds, local acts, The Warlords, Gambit, and Para La Gente. Danza Azteca are going to open the show. And for all you b-boys out there, there will be a breakdance battle. Once again, Monday, April 17th, 2006, 6 to 11 p.m. Come check out Immortal Technique as he breaks down the politics of the hip-hop industry.
Yo, what the deal? This is Immortal Technique. We're listening to Freak Radio, Santa Cruz. And I just want to give a shout out to everybody out there. And I also want to say that Hamid Karzai, the interim president of Afghanistan, is a fucking CIA agent. You know what I mean? He used to be on the board of directors for Unocal, and now he's running his little operation out there, funneling drugs and heroin. You know what I mean? So keep it real and understand what's going on in the world. Peace.